Shalom lechem. Toda she'atem itanu kan.
Hello to you. Thank you for being with us here in A New Life, the series of educational discussions with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello to everyone. Hello, Yael, Lesher Barel. Whoever hasn't seen Yael already in our series here in New Life, she is a occupational advisor, and we started a new field that has to do with weak segments in society. We started our previous discussion where we tried to define what is this reality of being weak, the fear that we have of being weak, where it's going as far as the trends of the social development. Now we want to jump forward that, let's say, God forbid, there's many reasons that can cause it, but a person enters into a state of weakness in life, and from this moment onwards, from the moment he enters this and changed his status and came into a certain deterioration, his life changes from one side to the other. We're going to try to enter ourselves into this and try to understand what's going on with the person so we can understand how we can manage our life with wisdom, even though our life is falling to a certain state. So please, Yael, why don't you describe to us the topic and we'll continue onwards. So like Oren opened, really, the moment a person enters into a state of weakness, that's some event happens in his life and he enters into a weak state, whether if it's financially or health-wise, the whole cascade occurs, a certain wheel of that goes and a certain very, everything changes. Simply his life changes from one tip to the other. And really, all of a sudden, other things start to join this avalanche. Both financial states, they say there's even more car accidents for people who are in a state of despair. And we're not talking about the psychological, of pressure, of stress, of depression, of anxieties. Meaning, from all ways, you can see that there's a state that is very dark, very bleak. Now, we're looking at such a state, and we know that when we fall, we deteriorate really, really downwards, but in order to rise, we need to really effort, and there's a certain lack of symmetry, that's how life is built, that in order to ascend upwards, we need to effort and exert and to be all the time in the state that we're pushing, and when something happens and I start to go downwards, everything's such a deterioration happens that it's really hard for me to stop it. And I need many strengths in order to rise there, and I can't even stop it. So what's the cause for this lack of symmetry in life? That's life, because the trend in life is constantly to show us what more we need to correct, what we need to do, what relations, what forms of connection between us we can add to our life in order to constantly cause the raising of life to the sensation of a better, more secure life, more smooth and warm. And if we won't do that, then there's an engine that or a certain burden that is connected to our feet that constantly brings us downwards. Meaning, let's say like this, to remain constantly in the same state is impossible. If we don't take care of it, we fall. And therefore, we all of a sudden feel ourselves that we have neglected some aspect of our life, and we feel all of a sudden that it's really missing. And how did we do it like that? Because the deterioration is really a deterioration by our evil inclination, by our ego, by the degree of laziness that we have, that we're not aware of. And it operates in a quiet way. It's comfortable for us to do nothing. And life is built in such a way that we need, despite this deterioration, to make it such that our egotistical we need to do everything at the expense of all the things that are going on. If we don't bring the social aspect and don't complete it by a better and better connection between us, then we come to a state in which we are truly disconnected from each other, and then each and every one feels himself as we don't have supporters, and each and every thing he brings it, comparing it to the destiny of each and every one. And this is truly the fear that is good to feel and to do a certain inner work, meaning why is it like that, where it's coming from, and what I need to do in order to correct it. Meaning deterioration is in a natural deterioration. And we see that by the ego we developed through thousands of years, and we constantly made up ourselves, completed ourselves. The ego would help us to develop social connections and the media, the industry, the bank and financial trade and so on systems, until we came to a certain satiation in this a few dozens of years ago. And then the deterioration occurred, because actually we realized everything that needed to be done. I think it ended in the space programs, where we thought, we wanted, we dreamt that, oh, we're going to reach the planets, and we came to, we thought that we could come through the technological development to reach happiness in each person, and that people won't have to really it's also the American dream, the consumer society, that there would be no end to it. I remember it from my childhood, from the 60s, let's say. And somewhat it stopped at some point, and from then, since then, we're in a different thing. Meaning, since we started sensing this, we started feeling this crisis, and this the inclination, the trend was already from a long time ago. And also from the same time, the society started to break, because we also felt that through its implementation we could go like a train forward, and we could fill ourselves with all that we want. The moment we saw that it's not working out, then some force of desire disappeared, and it started to be replaced in apathy, and there's a certain drop, free fall occurred. And then we start to feel like people, the children are leaving the home, parents are divorcing, education is in a deterioration, different problems started. In the advancing countries and developed countries, and till this day, it's getting a real critical. And especially in the undeveloped countries, are actually in advancement, and they already, and the others have already passed the top of the hill, and they're already on the other side. They're going downwards, and the undeveloped countries are still in a certain ascent, but they're also very quickly coming, and because it's all already becoming connected all over the world, in the global world. And it really is connected for everyone. And therefore, the future really seems very gray and threatening and brings anxiety, despair, a lack of confidence, many problems in health, social, financial, until we discover that we don't have what to suggest. We've also come to such a development. I finished the university. I thought that 5, 6, 7 years I learned. Well, plus the previous studies I did in school. Now I'm going to work. I have a diploma in my hand. And I, all my life, am learning somewhat and advancing in with experience. Today, no. Today we need to constantly learn. If I don't finish with that, the second thing is, even if I learn all my life, if I study all my life, I come to a state, I can't succeed on my own from the success of life from this, because it's also going through a certain crisis. We are corrupting nature so badly, the environment, the ecology. We're in a drop of the force of buying, and we're coming to a state that there's just no benefit. The new generation that does not receive support and doesn't see the future, then it has a certain demand for the parents. What did you prepare for us? And it sees that like we're not hearing from them so much, but it's a natural thing that it's starting to disparage instinctively. If I'm not receiving from my parents a promise for the future, that I have nowhere to go, what can I study? What can I get from that? We see that in Europe, all those who are university graduates, they don't have how to work. So supposedly they have no connection with their parents. What can the parents do for them? And then it works out that everyone is in despair, in a sensation that is very uncomfortable about the future, about security. They can't put on families and children, and this is the situation, and this is what's as of today. You feel it at work. I feel it very much. I don't want to go too long here with the employment, and but actually in the employment, we should do a program about it. Okay. I'm talking about this mountain that you described socially, meaning we rose and we rose and we rose. There's a certain apathy. Is there a way to go upwards? Is there any way to change that? No, because the peak was so because the whole, all the treasures of the natural resources, coal, oil, gas, different metals are limited. All in all, we're in a very small globe, and we're already seeing an end to all those things. On the other hand, there's a limit to how much we can go into nature and corrupt it. As far as heat, cold, the climate changes, and the changes in carbon dioxide in the air and in the atmosphere, and so on, and other things that we deal with all these issues. So what we see is that because natural resources are limited, on one hand. On the other hand, a person losing, even without that, people lose their desire for this development. There's a certain indifference. We see that because our ego stopped developing in that same materialistic way that we were constantly were developing towards. And it works out that our children don't want to leave home. They want to remain children. They say that because we live till the age of 80, then their childhood progresses till the age of 40. There, on one hand, there's something in this. But on the other hand, it's they don't have an inner engine to earn, to profit, to develop, not just to succeed materialistically, but developmentally. And here we need to notice this and pay attention to this, because it's a deterioration of the generation. That in 30 years, what will happen with this generation? They're still living the parents, because life becomes a little bit more prolonged. So we're living another extra 20 years. But now when we won't be, and that generation will... It's like we don't see here that they have some trend, some inclination, some light forward, some goal. And here we definitely need to pay attention to that engine, or to that force of livelihood. What will they have? They like to sit in a coffee shop and to philosophize and talk and all kinds of small parties and little things. And in short, it's games, not something serious and creative, truly. It's just saying about the fact that it's not that they're good or bad or lazy, but rather the ego, which developed the desire to enjoy, to attain, to receive, is getting a new form, a new shape, and it's giving us an ability to criticize it, to critique it, and we need to find a new paradigm, a new plan for our development, where probably not through technological development, but in the bank system and financial and trade and industry and all those things, not through that will we be able to more and more develop, because all in all, the means are limited. We only have one small earth, and we can't constantly ruin it without having responses. Rather, we need here to develop to a total different direction. And humanity will need to find that direction. What is nature actually in our evolution, in our development, demanding of us? I'm going to try everything that you said right now and to move it to this individual. This whole process, the whole mountain he went on, he went up and is starting to deteriorate downwards. The same point of indifference that he may be in already, because his life became too complex, and all the weakness, if it started from one weakness, if he only was fired or let off, now he's also entering into a certain depression, and the family's starting to break up. And already this thing becomes much more complex, and he's in a certain state of apathy. Like we said, that's how it's in society in general, and the trend is that it's constantly going and going down. Now he also doesn't have an engine to develop this, that engine that you talked about, this social development engine. He doesn't have an engine to develop. I remember a movie from Charlie Chaplin, A New Life, where he's there doing the bolts on the factory manufacturing line, and it's not something that attracts us, that draws us to work, and there isn't. People lost this force of livelihood. Is it something that is associated with the society or to the person himself? Because we see that there are some people that are imagining to succeed nevertheless. If we see that as individuals, it doesn't say anything. We're nevertheless talking about a trend, about the masses. And the masses are, I'm not talking about Asia and Africa, but they're progressing towards it also pretty quickly. We see in China how within 20 years, such a revolution occurred in the society there that it's now almost like Europe. And also, again, also the same problem. So our inner force is now changing, I would say, changing its direction. Not towards materialistic development, but rather, and this also many people write about, philosophers, psychologists, but rather to the more inner development. They're saying that it's psychological, and towards the psychological area, towards the internal thing, towards the inner connection between people. And this will also be connected to the development of connection that we're developing right now by all the different kinds of instruments and machines. There will also be technology in that direction, but also people pushing this direction towards development. Probably we exited the society and family in the classical form that was there before. We closed that development of thousands of years until the middle of the previous century. Let's say 1950s, 1960s, and we started a new period, a totally new era in human development in which we're not just going towards materialistical achievements, but rather towards inner achievements, spiritual achievements, emotional, in which here there needs to be certain goals and new successes. This is how we're starting to identify the changes that are in human society. So you're saying, actually, that a person, from what I understand from you, I'm thinking as an individual, if a person comes to such a state of weakness and deterioration, you're saying it's an opportunity for him to do a certain switch, a certain move or change. First of all, I'm saying that all these states that you're talking about from your profession, that it's, first of all, not some kind of individualistic situations. It's truly, you can sit any person here that in this table before you that needs such care. Meaning that this is not a incidental trend here and there, but rather it is the general trend in which all of nature, within nature, just as we developed once through the increase of the ego in a materialistic manner, now we're developing in the overcoming of the ego, but to more internal achievements, a more qualitative fulfillment, more internal, more spiritual, more virtual. So is this an opportunity? A person who all of a sudden fell and has become weak is an opportunity? I think it's an opportunity. I think that it's like that. I think all in all, all we looked for was fulfillment. What am I going to enjoy? What am I feeling good from? So today we need to divide it into two very clear parts, which it wasn't very clear in the past. We're also always a person enjoyed from certain creations of culture and composition, music, dancing around the fires in ancient days, and all kinds of things. I don't know, tattooing or whatever artistry, but or what we did through classical music in the next generations and other artistic compositions. And other than those compositions, also materialistic achievements. So money, honor, respect, knowledge, which for us was very important. Today, we are moving to a different fulfillment, meaning that the materialistic feeling, because of the crisis, because of our ego that supposedly disappeared, it's not drawn towards that American dream to achieve completely. That's not there. And also because of the limits, limitations in Earth and the problems with the climates are making it to a point where achieving materialistic feeling is going down. We need it in order to fulfill our bodily necessities. For nevertheless, I need for there to be food, sex, and family. These are the necessary things. Food, sex, and family. This is what my body needs to receive. And in that, I need to feel enough confidence and security that, I won't lack that as a human being. That's the, let's say, the animal, the beast in me that lives in such a way. And other than that, I have some big inclinations, new inclinations that are inner spaces in which I feel despair and lack of confidence, frustration. It's not that I'm feeling that, oh, I'll lack money, or because we're living, even the lowest of the society are living better than the people who, the average people lived back then. People are living today as if they have nothing. They have where to sleep, and he has what to eat, and he has somewhat, he'll be supplied with some kind of health services, something, yes, he will always have, somehow. And that wasn't there 100 or 200 years ago for everyone. For most, it didn't exist. Today, it's not enough for him. Wait, I'm not saying that it's enough or not. I'm saying that it's, of course, not enough. But I'm saying that if what he's receiving today would have been brought to a person 100 years ago, he would feel himself like a king, right? Completely. Meaning, the problem is not in the bodily fulfillment, because bodily he is receiving. The problem is in his sensations, in his feeling that he doesn't have. And that feeling is an emotional issue, and we will not be able to supply that for him in any way. Even if we will develop some systems from social security and health and retirements and funds and so on, it won't help. It will not satisfy him or supply him. He needs filling, he needs fulfillment, the social support, that there are people around him, like in a family, that give him the sensation of security in relation to him, that he's important to them. And then it's not important how much he has in the bank, what kind of retirement fund he has, what dog and what. But there are people that are concerned for him. And that concern, if one will feel that he is in such a society, it and only it can fulfill him and supply for him the confidence, the security for anything. If, well, a person that has that concern, if he had that caring system, that deterioration wouldn't happen. No, but we can't build those systems before we feel that we're lacking them. I'll ask you like this. Let's say, well, today it already doesn't exist, but and it's specifically because of that that we don't have for us to feel. If there were today, until today, kibbutz systems, could a person who lives in the kibbutz feel that he is in despair or in lack, like on the outside? No, he would feel good, I think. He would feel good. He has a place, the kibbutz cares, the food is free, health and all the things, all what everyone else needs. So what do you need? This is what we need to build. If most of the society soon, and it will be, most of the society will feel despair, we won't have a choice, but rather we will need to build systems that will be like a kibbutz, with common concern, with mutual concern. Only in such a way can we fill a person, because for his body, he is nevertheless receiving what he deserves. And even if he doesn't deserve, he receives. The problem is the inner frustration, the lack of security from the lack of attitude of the society towards him. Because today he really needs to deal a person who is falling or falls upon a certain health or financial issue, problems, he has to engage and deal with many different fronts. Also with his self-image, that something's wrong with him because all of a sudden he's a so-called flaw, like a second-rate person. He needs to deal with his family that also needs to digest this whole story. And there also, there's a certain complexity, not simple, with the relationships. Also, the family support system is not what it used to be. And also, he has a certain responsibility towards his family that he's not fulfilling a certain demand of his family for him. And also the environment itself doesn't see him. It sees in him something negative, not positive, not contributing. And definitely, as far as the institutes, the big society, there are many engagements. And other than that, he has also his objective things of how he has to engage and how he has to achieve even the forms to go to the hospital and get all that he needs for his health, from Social Security to do all those things. In short, he needs to battle several fronts at once. Let's add to that he has no infrastructure around him that supports him. How can such a person deal with such a situation? He needs to come to a society that can supply for him warmth, first of all. No more than that. Social protection. You need to erect such a society with these poor people, these old people, and despaired people, and to make from them a certain unit that in which in there they are all in such a connection between them, and to draw into it people that are that want to help, that will care for them, that will help them. And the main thing is only to give the relations, to give the attitude, nothing more than that. What they need is only warmth and the knowledge that there's someone who is thinking about them. They don't need anything, only emotional and soul support. I wanted to ask about that for a moment. Why? Look at what they're doing. I'm sorry. They go into the doctor. They talk to the doctor for 10, 15 minutes, as much as time as the doctor can give them, and they feel better, and they go home again. 2-3 days later, they need attention. They don't need anything. That's how it is in everything. People need connections between them. And why? Nature is organizing our development in such a way that we must come to mutual connection, which is very deep and very tight. And only in the connection between us, we will reveal the principles of the future society, the next generation, the true next generation. And therefore, I think that caring for this society, which is needy for all kinds of forms of support, is actually a very beneficial care for the building of the new society. Because if we will start to care for those weaker lawyers like you're doing, other and other layers will join them soon, the middle class and more. It just started. But to start, we should really start with those who were in need of support. And other than the mutual society, different clubs, workshops, activities, we don't need anything. But not to do it in a way like those nursing homes. Because they're not receiving the right social care. And other than that, it's only for old people. And we're not talking necessarily about old people. We're talking about all the ages that are feeling despair from seeing the good future. Really, one of the things that are most effective is a group care, meaning group work, which gives that attitude, that support, that hope that you're talking about. And if you combine it together with something individualistic, meaning also the group part and also the individualistic thing, then there's work that is very good that happens there to help with those societies. I work specifically with societies that have a problem with employment and earnings, but I also work with all kinds of support groups and with matters of health and so on. I wanted to return to that same person that started to deteriorate. There are still those that managed to stop their deterioration, and it's especially in the health issues. I know personally a soldier that got wounded in the military. He was in the hospital. He became sick, and then he became a doctor. There's a famous scientist who became a famous scientist after he was wounded. Yeah, but those are individuals. What can you do on an individual level to do that? We can't take examples from them and later to bring those examples to the general collective. The collective is usually weak. It doesn't have opportunities. It's also destiny. It's specific excellence and persistence and all kinds of things. I don't like to take examples from special, extraordinary cases. They can never show us the right way for care. Well, so what? To show everyone, look at how he did. Well, and you have here 100,000 that are not capable of doing. So what will it help me? Those that are out of the ordinary, it just shows that they stand out. That's not interesting to me. Also, I don't know why he succeeded. So he was wounded. He was given all kinds of special opportunities, and maybe he was a strong person on his own, and the environment and his family supported. That's something different. Or that scientist. And nevertheless, he was a scientist and was very strong and known. So he had paralysis. Well, nevertheless, he continued. He's working. It's not that it's a certain limiting situations. How many such scientists and professors do we have that are already barely walking, but that experience, that amount of knowledge that they have, they still are essential for their work? Who of them is going to retire? A scientist? Even 70 and 80 years old, they're still drawn, because especially in such ages, when he comes to that he has experience and he has some ability to continue and give. It's not some production labor that at age 40 or 50 is already tired is truly without strength. I would like here, before we progress onwards, to touch on a point that a deterioration from a point in a point of a crisis can stop if there is around the person warmth and the knowledge that someone cares for him. I want to give you a personal example so we'll be able to deal with this. When I was a child, I was about 10 or 11 years old. Maybe even before that. I was even younger than that. My wife, my mother had cancer. And during those days, dealing with cancer was not like our days. Back then, it was like very rare that someone would survive for 7 years. And all in all, she lasted 11 years from the diagnosis of cancer in her breast, and she went through all the treatments and all the metamorphoses throughout those years, but altogether it was 11 years that we went through it. Today, as a mature person, adult, I look and I try to process it. We were a young family. She was young. She was less than 40, 38, 39, with quite a few children, and this crisis, when it came to the family, it's like the world changed overnight for us. There's the discovery of the lump. I even remember the discovery of that tumor, and all of a sudden, life, without you inviting it, you enter into a new movie. And in this movie, you're going through all kinds of states. Now, as I'm trying to understand what kept us, if I look at my family, then there weren't some kind of materialistic problems, meaning financially we were excellent, never was a problem, meaning financially we were okay all the time. But this health crisis entered us into a state which we didn't expect or prepare for. Now, as I look as an adult, issues from those 11 years, I'm reminded only by one picture, in that each time there were different faces, that is the picture of the people not from home that are coming and supporting and strengthening. And I am certain, 1,000%, and the doctors are saying it also, that the only thing that kept my mother alive for so many years, and us as a family, that we managed to hold on to life and not break up, was only the support from the people that surrounded us. That's 1,000%. To me, it's logically does not need to be explained to. But because, especially from that, I'm trying to understand the rules behind this. The fact that I felt that it saved my life, that it established my life, that I had a young sister, that was a little sister, that I felt responsibility for all our life, that's a fact. But I want to understand why today you depend the hope upon if someone enters a certain state from which there can be either deterioration to a total crash or some block that will stop and pause it. Why does this parameter of feeling that there's, or the knowledge that someone's thinking about you, that's caring for you, that's projecting you with warmth, is the true lifesaver that you have? Why, specifically from feeling that on myself, I'm trying to understand what here is the, why are things built in such a way? It's the strongest power we have in reality. What force? The force of the masses. The force of the group. Connection, mutual guarantee. The force of bestowal and love. It's the force of livelihood. It's a force that gives life. It's a force that pushes towards development. Every animal or vegetation or people. It's the positive relation to each and every person. Start relating to the children in an oppressive way. See what happens to him. Start relating to them in a way that you're encouraging. You'll see what will happen to them. Even the vegetable, the plant, feels the relations, the attitude from a person. Nevertheless, an animal. And nevertheless, people. We have studies how much the good attitude, the happiness, helps for healing. It's known from generations. A person is a very sophisticated machine, and his moods, the spirit of life, it gives him livelihood despite all the absolute worst diseases. Till this day, the doctors say, if God forbid someone has cancer, he needs to be happy, he needs to drink wine, he needs to go for trips, he needs to live. A person who enters into a certain crisis, doesn't even matter for what type, whether it's being let off of work at age 50, or a strong heart disease, or God forbid an accident, something happened. The family cell goes into shock. Inside this person, or inside such a family, what does it need now? In order to manage to hold on to life and not break apart completely, to stop crying, to strengthen, to connect, to create a mutual connection, listening, mutual warmth, to start finding, to draw into it all kinds of external circles. That's the main thing. What will happen? I am certain that in the future, we will discover in that the main medicine against all the bodily ailments and internal, emotional, social, in everything. Because we nevertheless are in a state in which soon all our drugs, our medicines will stop working. We can't already, with antibiotics, we're already almost done with it. It's already not working as much as we're trying to develop. My son needed so much antibiotics, and there's things that don't, we already don't know what to do. We're exploding him with antibiotics, and it's already not doing anything. Yes? Another thing I wanted to ask, in 1 second, I have to go back. What does it do to a person? What? How does this thing, it's the natural, original source of livelihood, and not that it comes from all kinds of medicines and all kinds of artificial means, like money, like respect, like it's rather like warmth. It's like a mother that's supplying it for a child, even to her, towards her fetus. The force of livelihood which comes right directly to a person and gives him livelihood, warms him up, and then he feels that his body receives the good nourishment and heals. Meaning biologically, there's a biological effect, of course. Why do we think that if one looks at the other in a good way or looks at a person in a bad way, that it has no influence? It has a psychological and a biological effect. Of course, we can measure all the details in a human being and see this. We don't usually pay attention to this, but a person is complex. And those influences are the most powerful. A person today buys an insurance policy. Insurance for this, for that, for the other. You read these booklets of what you can buy with insurance. You're like, just from the pressure of what bad things that can occur to you, what disasters, the loss of this or the loss of that. You already become, you come into anxiety just for that. But it doesn't matter. Let's say people buy insurances today. If I were to come to you and I said, I want all those insurances I have for the sake of the matter. I want to buy this kind of insurance, like you just described now. That if I will come to a crisis or my family, there will be around me this atmosphere of warmth, of concern. Where do I buy such a policy? No one's selling me such policies. Why not do it? Open a company. And what will it sell? You have also the knowledge, the intellectualist thing. You have everything. You can do it. And what kind of policies will they send? This insurance policy. What will a person pay? He will pay a little bit with money and a little bit with investment. What kind of investment? The investment is in that he, where as long as he's capable, he will care for others. When he is not capable, the others will care for him. What does it mean, we'll care for others? We'll take care. Let's say there are people now who need help to help them fix something at home. They're not capable. They're old or handicapped or other people that are in despair in general. Or just like that, even healthy people. Let's open a care between us, a personal care in such a way between us, in such a way that we will feel that we are surrounded by people that care for us. We'll actually do it the other way around. I'll connect to you and I'll say, Oren, maybe you need something. Maybe you have some kind of leaking faucet or something else. Come, I'll come help. You have such a thing. We'll come, we'll see. Just like that, I'm inviting you for a cup of coffee to sit on the lawn together, or even more than that, to a barbecue. So this uplifts a person. It gives him livelihood. So let's understand for a second. What am I paying in this policy and what am I receiving? Whatever you want to receive, that's what you need to pay. What's the difference from buying insurance that will give me medical assistance and... Well, you see how much it helps. It doesn't help. What kind of medical assistance will you get? There's all kinds of factors and details in there that you'll see. Ask Yael, you'll see how she'll say if it really helps the person that he has that. Will this prevent the medicine, the ailment, or will it take care of it when it happens? Is a person, we're talking like this. If a person buys different insurance policies, in that, does he feel himself more secure and calm? No, you're just afraid. You just see the policy, you're starting to be concerned from what, no, I'm saying from your experience. Maybe I didn't understand the question. Does that erase all his anxiety? No way. No. Why? I bought life insurance, success insurance, loving success insurance, but all kinds of policies. I put the money in the bank for all the Filipino helpers in the world. I don't know. I assured myself with all my home that it's going to be filled with all kinds of fancy things and all that, that I'll be able to, with a small flick of my finger, I can do anything. Why, nevertheless, does it not take me out of my anxiety? And the attitude of people, the relationship, the warm relationship from people around me does neutralize this anxiety. Well, does it happen like that or not? What do you think? As far as the first part, I am sure that yes. That you see. I see that. So why, by buying all the policies, money in the bank and everything, still a person remains in anxiety? But he has everything. Still remains disconnected somehow. Something doesn't work out to the end. Why are we built in such a way that those actions do not fill us or neutralize the anxiety for the future? Why? I claim that it's because we can be secure only if it comes from a good attitude from the environment. So I'm asking, Oren did a policy here. He did an insurance, social insurance. He's talking about different, instead of in regular insurance companies' policies, he's giving a certain insurance. This is what you recommended him. He's going to do insurance that gives me a good attitude from the environment. Well, it's like we're doing a kibbutz. And then here, each cares for the others and for our life and so on and so forth. So, if so, is someone afraid to get old, or that what will happen to him? That he has been neglected at home and no one will care for him? Or does he know that he will be cared for and they won't stop watching over him? Because today he's also going and with his all his might is taking care of old people too. Therefore he needs to invest on his behalf today while he is capable to care for others. And then when the time will come and he won't be able to, they will care for him. The insurance that you're recommending to Oren, that's the insurance. That's the insurance. He doesn't need to pay anything. He is paying in his participation. And this insurance that you talked about now, will it also prevent states? Is it also preventative of diseases? Or is it only care for them? That's already something very interesting. I claim that yes. I claim that such an attitude not only prevents problems, but divorce, problems with children, different anxieties, in general, everything. I claim that until the worst possible diseases, and no matter what. A person, if he is in such a society, he must be healthy 100%. And in one of the days, he lays down, he falls asleep, and passes away. That's it. Very simply. In a kiss, as we say. We only have a few minutes, and there's something that's sitting here for me the whole discussion. Once I lived in a kibbutz. And you reminded twice this kibbutz model. And everyone knows that the kibbutz model went bankrupt. What are we going to go back to the days of the starting of the Nation of Israel? No. First of all, communes existed from prehistoric times also, where we all lived in one cave, and all the families and all the men and women, that was also a certain kibbutz. When we would capture a mammoth for 100 people, that was also a kibbutz. And when someone was sick, then everyone took care of him. That's also like a kibbutz. So what do you want? Like that. The truth is that communes of different types is the natural form. It's the natural form of existence, but rather because of egotistical development, we exited this natural form of the commune, and we started to each develop on its own, and we started to distance ourselves from each other, families, and later even within the families, in the last 100 years, we started distancing ourselves into individuals, and now we're discovering how much it's not okay, that we're not capable, and we're going to have to move back and to build again the commune in which we will not be able to survive without it. So is this returning to the prehistoric times? It's the return to the prehistoric days in a natural way. It's not in the old days that we're going to go into a cave. But the connection between us needs to be, after all of our development, the egotistical development of different ways, the connection between us needs to be as such that we are dependent on each other, which we really see that we are dependent on each other. The fact is that the world is integral and global. It's one globe, and we're all connected to each other. We're interdependent, so let's connect to each other in a good and nice way. No one in the world upon this globe will feel that he is really thrown away, that he's in despair. Let's care for this. We also see, according to our abilities, half of the food we throw out and half the world is starving. If we will define between us good relations, there will be everything for everyone. Because there is. Look at the statistics. Look at the checking examinations of what we're seeing. Why are we suffering? Because it's bad attitude between people. I mean, so that's the only thing we're lacking. Well, that's clear. But to move to a kibbutz, I wouldn't, no matter what. And there's also no kibbutzes anymore. But you're saying that you're waking up in the middle of the night with anxiety. But that's everyone. No one sleeps good today. You want to rid yourself from that? You want to live like an angel in the clouds? Do you want? Very much. And everyone relating to you in a nice way. You're not afraid of anything. You've never felt ever what that is. Right? So that's possible only in one way, to create a new society. mutual guarantee, connection, unity. And then we'll feel that way. And also health, and everything will change to the better. We don't have what more to do. From all that's before us, only that parameter, that one condition, you can change. But everything depends on it. Thank you very, very much, Rav Leitman. That was fascinating. The time is over. Thank you. Thank you, Yael. Thank you, too, for being with us. Good life insurance policy. We're connecting between us in mutual guarantee. A new life. All the best.